I'm delighted now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Tory Dobrin. He is artistic director of Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo, and they will be at the Lensic here in Santa Fe for one show only on Monday night, April 15th, presented by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So this is an all-male classical ballet troupe. How did it begin?
It began in 1974, which was in the middle of the dance boom all around the world, but also in New York, where the company was founded. And it started as just kind of a goof. The guys were comedian-type dancers, and they wanted to have fun with ballet. So they formed this company, and I'm sure they had no idea that nearly 40 years later it would still be in existence.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite amazing. How did it develop from there? What kind of choreographies were they doing at the beginning, and how did it evolve?
Well, you have to think of it more as a comedy company. From the very beginning, the dancers were performing their renditions of the classics, such as Swan Lake, Giselle, Don Quixote, and we do basically the same thing still to this day. We're not a museum, so we do the original choreography to the extent that it is known, and then we play around with it to achieve the comedy.
So there's a kind of a fine line that I guess you're continually honing between real dance virtuosity and humor.
Yes, I wouldn't necessarily say that was a fine line. That's exactly what we're doing, and we're able to do that pretty well. Because ballet, classical ballet, tends to be very serious, and whenever something is very serious, it usually lends itself to comedy quite well.
Now, has your audience's sense of humor changed over the years as society has changed?
Well, it's hard to say because everyone and everything in the world has changed over these 40 years, including us. I think the difference now is that basically, I think the only difference now is that we have children in the audience, whereas for basically 20, 30 years ago, we did not. But the audiences have been pretty good in terms of the people who are interested in seeing ballet and people who are interested in seeing comedy, and also with the drag element attached to the comedy.
Now, how do you choose the dancers? Are there particular qualities in dancers that you're looking for to join the company?
Oh, sure. We are looking for a good dancer, which you can tell pretty well if you are in the dance world, pretty quickly. We're looking for somebody who has some sort of eccentric or sense of humor type of energy, which you can tell primarily by how they react to the other dancers in the company with whom they are taking company class. You know, you can look at them and see how they react each other, what kind of a person they are. And then the third most important thing is a team player. And team player meaning do they want to be part of the group? Are they interested in functioning well within the group? Because we really want all the diva attitude on stage and not off.
Right, right. Now, do the dancers need to be kind of retrained to some extent when they join the company? I mean, for example, most male dancers aren't trained to dance on point.
When I joined the company in 1980 as a dancer, none of us had any point work prior to joining the company. So we developed our point skills as we were in the company dancing. In this day and age, which is 2013, the dancers are coming actually pretty much comfortable and trained on point, the male dancers. And I think that is because Ballet Trocadero has been around for 40 years. And the dancers who might be interested in dancing with us have understood that and so have started working on point. You know, some years ago it wasn't allowed, but now it is. And in my day, when I joined, it was considered basically a career wrecker as a move, and now it's a career choice. So I think, as we mentioned earlier, how society has changed, that's another aspect of how it's changed for us as well.
So do dancers, for example, go from your company then to other classical or modern dance companies?
Yeah, sure. Recently, Joshua Grant, who was with us for 5 years, joined Pacific Northwest Ballet. And Claude Gamba, who was with us for About the same, 5 years. He's joined the ballet company in France. So, yeah, they absolutely do. The people tend to stay with us a pretty long time, and they tend to retire from dancing from the company only because they want to try and do other things. So we have a lot of people who get involved with costuming, and a lot of people who get involved in makeup and massage therapists and things like that. But yes, it's a nice dancing job. If you want to dance and want to travel and actually want to have a really good time on stage, it's really a nice job for a dancer.
Are there things that male dancers can do as ballerinas, so to speak, that female ballerinas can't?
No, not really. The point of the story is that we're not trying to fool the audience to think we're real women, because we're not. We're trying to do it as men would do it in these costumes and these characters and these roles for comedic effect. So what we're looking for is, the male attack in ballet. As where a woman ballerina, she has to achieve some sort of finesse in her approach to things. So there's a real difference there in terms of point of view and projection. The guys tend to be very, very strong and very powerful in their approach, but they don't have a lot of finesse, which is what a woman is going for.
Very interesting. Now, you were making a career in modern dance before you joined Trocadero. Has modern dance influenced the company, or are you pretty much really drawing on Russian and classical ballet?
I had a pretty diverse background that encompassed both ballet and modern, and also Broadway type dancing. The repertory of Ballet Trocadero tends to be a classical company. We do a lot of the classics, Swan Lake Act Two, some well-known Russian classics that aren't done that often in the United States. We do have a couple of modern pieces in it. Because we're an all-male comedy, ballet company that is addressing dance and comedy issues, it's important that we have a pretty wide repertory, and we do.
What will you be performing on Monday?
It's a two-hour program, and it consists of three acts. The first act will be a ballet known as Les Sophies, or as we call it, Chopiniana, which is the Russian name for it, which is a ballet that was choreographed by Fokine in around turn of the century, last century, that is, around 1800s into 1900s. And it's very funny. It's very campy. It's a white, considered a white ballet. It harks back to the Romantic era of ballet, even though it's choreographed many years later. The second act will be made up of three ballets. One will be a pas de deux, which we probably will decide just the day before, possibly Don Quixote's pas de deux. And it will be followed by our George Balanchine parody, which is called Gopher Barocco, based on his ballet Concerto Barocco, through music by Bach. Cool. The act will finish with our signature work, The Dying Swan. And the last act will be a Soviet-style ballet, choreographed in the late 40s by a well-known Soviet Union choreographer, and it's called Wolfsburg is Not. We've been to Santa Fe a couple of times, sponsored by the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, and so this time we're bringing a completely new program so that anyone who wants to see the company again will see our different selections of ballets.
Well, we're delighted, and I'm looking forward to it. Tori Dobrin is Artistic Director of Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And once again, the performance is on Monday night at the Lenzic, presented by the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. For tickets, you can call 505-988-1234. You can also go to lenzic.org. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe. I would like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Lori McCarter and Gayla Bechtel. They are part of La Tierra Toastmasters Club here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So Toastmasters, I've heard of, but until you guys called me, I had no idea what it's about. What is it about?
Toastmasters is a place to learn public speaking or get more comfortable with public speaking. It's voluntary. It's open to everyone. And it's really a place where you can practice speaking in public and get feedback so that you can improve your public speaking as well as your leadership skills.
And so you get together, it's 1 hour every Monday at lunchtime, and you just take turns talking?
Well, the beauty of this club is I've actually been amazed at what actually gets accomplished in the course of 1 hour. Because the goal of Toastmasters is for people to actually be able to grow their public speaking skills, whether it's to get over their fear or to grow their organizational capabilities. And so it's designed so that everybody who comes to the meeting will have a chance to speak in some capacity during that hour, whether it's through a scheduled speaking, you know, they're a scheduled speaker for the meeting, or they're evaluating one of the speakers. We have this beautiful thing called Table Topics, which is extemporaneous speaking. Somebody is asking questions, and then people are answering in the moment extemporaneously.
It's a great structured agenda, or we have an agenda that's, you know, every 5 minutes, you know, the speeches are 5 to 7 minutes. Usually we have a manual we work out of, and it actually tells us, you know, okay, this week you're going to do a vocal variety speech or hand gestures or a speech to inspire or a speech to persuade. And so it's very structured, which makes then the freedom inside, it becomes very creative and within the structure. So I like the agenda piece of it. And so, and also your mistakes don't last very long if you're making, you know, if you're sort of get a little scared, it works.
Well, the stakes are also low. It's not like you're speaking in a stadium in front of 10,000 people.
Right. And that's, yeah, the other people that come to the Toastmasters, again, they're just all walks of life, and it's really fun.
All walks of life, and the thing that I found so encouraging for me is because I'm one of those people who were trying to get over some deep, deep fear about standing up and speaking in front of other people, and the group is so supportive. And just, I mean, everybody claps and applauds you no matter what happens, because you're making an effort and you're moving through your fear. It's beautiful.
Are there any real basic do's and don'ts in public speaking? Like, here's some things you should really never do.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
You know, the beauty of Toastmasters, too, is you get to try all kinds of things and see what works and what doesn't work. And what works for one person really may not work for another. But it's all about the opportunity to try and learn and explore.
So where did you, like, talk about your own experiences, like when you started, what it was like, what you first talked about in front of the group?
Well, I didn't really know very much about Toastmasters, but I did I had to speak in front of city council, and unbeknownst to me, it was televised, and a friend of mine was watching the television, and he called me the next day, and he said, "You need Toastmasters." And he said he had been a part of a group in California for years and years, and it really helped him. And so I thought, oh, that's interesting. And that was, a year and a half ago, I think. And just last week, I made another presentation in front of city council, and I think I was much better so after a year or so of Toastmasters. So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for me, I am one of those people who has the deep fear of public speaking. And what happened is I've been studying an ancient bundle of Mayan wisdom for a number of years, and somewhere along the way I knew I really wanted to teach this wisdom to other people. But how could I really teach if I'm scared to speak in public? So that's when I decided to join Toastmasters, and that was just a little over a year ago, and it has helped me tremendously as I now am teaching this wisdom in ceremony to other people, and I've improved immensely, and my fear level has... It's about that great level where I'm still nervous enough that it helps me stay on my edge and on my game.
Yeah, a little bit of nervousness never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But a whole lot paralyzes you.
Exactly.
So you're having an open house meeting this Monday, the 22nd. Oh, it's next Monday, the 22nd of April, from 12:05 until 1:15, the La Tierra Toastmasters Club. And it's on the ground floor of First Citizens Bank, which is on the corner of Marcy Street and Paseo de Peralta. And people can go to latierra.toastmastersclubs.org. So a lot of people show up. I mean, what are the events like?
I haven't attended an event yet of our club, so I don't know. I would imagine that they'll, you know, we've been getting more and more people coming as we get the word out there. And this is another way to help us get more new, or to get new members, because it's really fun when there are new people, old people. There's just it's a lot more synergy. So,
and a typical meeting attracts 15 to 20 people right now, and or less, and it's been less recently, and that's why we're having this open house to attract new people in. And have them experience the group and the experience of it, because it really is a fabulous opportunity. But it's a great size group to have everybody have a chance to speak and be heard and practice their speaking skills.
For more information, people can call 505-690-7938. And Lori McCarter and Gayla Bechtel are members of La Tierra Toastmasters. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. The sun is out.
The sun is out. It's a little toastier than the last few days.
Toast is good.
I still wouldn't be putting any tomatoes in the ground if I were you. But
no, nor sunbathing.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, first I want to talk about Angels Night Out, which is happening on Thursday, April 18th. And Kitchen Angels is this great organization that delivers nutritious and fresh meals to homebound folks. And they serve a lot of people in our community. And every year they have this, you know, the fundraiser, Angels Night Out, where a bunch of restaurants get together. It's really easy. All you do is you go out to dinner and spend a lot of money, and then the restaurant gives 25% of that check to Angels Night Out.
That's
to help
fantastic.
Them, so they can continue providing their services. And if you go to the Angels Night Out website, which I don't have in front of me, but I'm sure that if you put it in the Googleator, you can come up with something.
Mm-hmm. You just put in Kitchen Angels.
Yeah. You can find a list of restaurants that are participating, and you got to call and make reservations or use Open Table and make reservations directly with the restaurants. Don't call Kitchen Angels to make restaurant reservations.
Right.
But it's a really worthy cause. You know, a lot of these folks live in isolation, and they depend on services like this to keep them not only fed, but in touch with the bigger community. So. That's
excellent.
My pitch. That's April 18th.
April 18th.
Yeah.
And we have this week not only a cat of the week, but a dog of the week.
Oh, thank you, because I didn't have time to find a dog of the week.
Well, we now have a dog of the week. The cat of the week from Felines and Friends is named Midge, who is a very sweet cat who adapts quickly to new surroundings. She made a home for herself at Tekatu, where you can visit her and adopt her. And she runs around there. She is FIV positive, so she has to be around other gentle cats or other FIV cats, and she has a tortoise shell coat, and she's a few years old. If you would like to adopt her, 505-316-2281, or go to Felines and Friends, New Mexico. And the dog of the week is named Honey, and she's a 50-pound pointer mix, brown female with a white chest splash, who had a litter of 8 puppies. She gets along with other dogs and people, and she may do best in an active household where people walk and hike. She's a young adult. Best not to have her around other cats. And let's see. She is available through Dew Paws Rescue. And Dew Paws is spelled DEWPAWS. And if you go ahead and Google them, you can find Honey. And that's the cat and the dog.
Yay. Dog of the week. Thank you for doing that. Hey, there's a lot of great music this weekend. Some you've heard of, some you haven't. Let me run it down.
Yay.
A lot of things are happening towards the end of the week. It's very strange. We have the Melodians, great rock steady sort of reggae group. It's been around for 50 years. And the two surviving, or the two remaining members in the group have been traveling around, and they're coming to Santa Fe on Thursday, I believe, yeah, 8:30 p.m. Thursday, April 18th at the Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. Doors open at 7, and apparently there's a new Mexican, not a new Mexican, but a Mexican restaurant that is new that operates up there. So there's food up there, there's libation, and there's reggae.
Food,
so,
libation, and reggae.
Yes.
What else could you want?
Right. I mean, if you remember the song by UB40.
Besides medical marijuana.
And that will be the only kind served there. Darn it. if you remember UB40's song, Sweet Sensation, I don't know if you were a big UB40 fan. Anyway, these are the guys that wrote the song.
Oh, okay.
So, and they were in the, some of their music was in the Harder They Come movie with Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there's one down.
Excellent.
And then on Wednesday at 7:30, some great cowboy musicians, Ian Tyson, Canadian cowboy folk hero, and Tom Russell, who is also a great visual artist and shows his work here in Santa Fe and comes here often. They're going to be performing at the Lensic at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. You can get tickets at 988-1234. These guys have been around for a long time. They're road dogs, but they're good. And then Theater Grotesco's 30th anniversary celebration, whatever you want to call it, it continues with this is this great puppet theater piece called Degeneration and Exaltation of Larks, which is being presented by CCA, all right? But it's Vermont's Sandglass Theater has been in town sort of workshopping and doing some work, and this is one of their newest production. And you can see it over there at the Munoz Waxman Gallery at 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Let's see. Yeah, 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 18th to the 20th, and 4 p.m. on Sunday the 21st. Tickets are available through theatergrotesco.org.
That's next weekend.
Well, there's actually a performance on the 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, at Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday, this coming Sunday at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents the launch of Happiness Week and Sustainable Happiness Santa Fe and Sustainable Happiness Week. And this is part of the global movement to reframe our lives, not just in terms of gross national product, but in terms of national happiness, which includes things like spending time with people you care about, clean air and water, parks, libraries, and things like that.
Real things.
Mm-hmm. So Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore at 11 o'clock, Merle Lefkoff and Zaylee Pollan, whom we had on the air a couple days yesterday.
I went to school with Zaylee.
Yeah, yeah. She's amazing. And Marilyn Winter Tamkin, they're all part of this whole movement and all wonderful people. And then Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, Muse Times 2 presents Benjamin Sayens and Miriam Sagan, poets, and Sayens' poetry collections include Dreaming the End of War, and The Book of What Remains, and Miriam Sagan is a wonderful light of this community, and many, many books of poetry and memoirs. Tuesday, the 16th of April at 6 in the evening, Natalie Goldberg in conversation with Joan Halifax Roshi. Natalie Goldberg has a new book called The True Secret of Writing, Connecting Life with Language.
And it's a wonderful book.
Is it?
Yeah. I interviewed her. There's a story today in Paso Tiempo. It's a wonderful book.
Fantastic. And then Wednesday, the 17th of April at 6 o'clock, Forrest Fenn in conversation with friends and fellow authors Michael McGarity and Douglas Preston. And Forrest Fenn has been in the news a lot about his book and the treasure hunting to do. And Thursday, the 18th of April, James Kelly's new book is called Where Night is Day, The World of the ICU. It's a nonfiction narrative grounded in the day-by-day, hour-by-hour rhythms of... what is ICU? Intensive care unit in a teaching hospital in the heart of New Mexico. So that should be very interesting. And all that at Collected Works Bookstore, 988-4226 is the number. And it's on the corner of Water and Galisteo Streets here in Santa Fe.
Neato.
Yep.
There's a few openings tonight, art openings. There's one at 8 Modern. The show's called Dogs Are Forever. It's mixed media work by Nancy Yodelman. There's a reception from 5 to 7. Museum of Contemporary Native Arts has this great show, Golden. It's the annual Institute of American Arts student exhibit. There's no reception, but it opens today. It runs through May 12th. And then New Art Gallery on Canyon Road has Everything That Rises, new paintings by Claire B. Kotz, and there's a reception from 5 to 7. And the Rotunda Gallery, New Mexico, Unfolding, a group show of mixed media fiber art, and there's a reception from 4 to 6 p.m. today. And that's August 16th, I believe.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then there's another really great show, and there's another great story about the show in Pasatiempo today. New Mexico History Museum is opening Cowboys Real and Imagined.
Yes, I'm so glad you're reading this.
Yes. It's
great article, great picture spread in the Pasatiempo.
Great picture spread, some funny pictures. I think a cute cover. There's an opening reception on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum. Cowboys Real and Imagined, if you can just imagine, it's about cowboys.
Yes.
Real and Imagined. And cowgirls. There's some cowgirls in there, too.
I should hope so.
And Robert Knott, our lovely Robert Knott.
Our wonderful Robert Knott. Did he get to write the article because he wears cowboy boots?
And the hat. He wears a hat. He wears a cowboy hat, yep, like almost all the time now.
He is a long, tall Texan.
I was helping him. He does this, you know, he works with students over at DeVargas Middle School, and they put together this newspaper, and he asked me to help him out for a couple of weeks, and he's so funny. The kids are like, I mean, he just towers over everybody.
Yep.
Especially, you know,
with the boots and the hat.
In a middle school. So he's kind of like, if he wanted to, he could reinvent himself as like a country sheriff.
Did you hear that, Robert Knott? All right. So we've talked on this program about the Seventh Wave Community Choir. And this Sunday, they're starting a new thing. They're meeting for a 10-week session. Sundays from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Yale Rail Yard Performance Center. There's a drop-in class from 5:30 to 6:30. And then if people want to stay longer and do more in-depth work and basically be kind of committed to being in that choir and working on pieces and so on, they can stay for the 2 hours. No auditions, no judgment, no fear. There you have it.
There you have it.
For more information, youdeservemusic@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nacha Mendez is having a birthday.
Yay.
She's going to be 21. And she's having
too.
Yeah. And she's having a party at 7 p.m. Well, it begins at 7, but I'm sure it will last a while because it is at El Farol. And she's going to celebrate with music. There's going to be food. There's going to be special guests. There's going to be discounts on tapas and CD giveaways. And there's no cover. This is great. All you
Excellent.
Have to do is find parking on Canyon Road and you're set.
Well, there's a big public parking lot across the street.
Yeah, if you can get that little machine to work and not take all your money.
Ah.
Yeah.
Has that been an issue?
With me? Yeah.
Aww.
But I'm not very good with machines. So it could just be me.
You're more of an analog kind of guy.
Yeah.
All right. The 8th Annual Music on the Hill at St. John's College. Enjoy great food and support Music on the Hill by dining at Santa Fe Bar and Grill on Tuesday the 16th, starting at 6 o'clock, and the restaurant will donate 20% of its food sales and beverages to benefit the free summer concert series. And you can also win a gift certificate and all kinds of good things. For more information, 984-6199.
Sweet.
Yep.
There's a great show on Saturday at High Mayhem Emerging Arts, which is one of my favorite places in the whole wide world.
I love the name.
Yeah.
High Mayhem.
But they do great things there. Singer-songwriter Angel Olsen is going to be performing there. Everyone's talking about this show in town. I don't know much about her, except from what I've read in a story by Bob Kerr today in Pasatiempo on page 22. Tickets are actually available at the Lenzik. But High Mayhem itself is over on Siler Lane, off Siler Road.
Right.
Right. So that's going to be a fun show.
Excellent. The Santa Fe Opera Guild presents the launch of Opera Unveiled Volume 15.
Yay.
By Desiree Mays. And Desiree will be talking about the five operas in the upcoming Santa Fe Opera season and be signing copies of the book. That's Wednesday, April 17th at 5:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe at 107 West Barcelona Street.
Neo.
Yep.
Hey, you know, we had a couple, two or three chefs that got nominated for a James Beard Award this year. And I'm not sure how things have panned out because I don't think they pan out until early May. But There is a James Beard Celebrity Chef Tour dinner that benefits the James Beard Foundation at Restaurant Martine on Wednesday. And I don't know if there's any spots left, but you could visit restaurantmartine.com or call 820-0919 and find out.
Awesome.
It's pricey, but it benefits
but good
the,
food.
It's pricey, but it's good food, and it benefits the James Beard Foundation, which has been very kind to New Mexico chefs in the last few years.
Yes, indeed. So. Hey, I have the phone number for the dog of the week.
Wait, let me get a pen.
The phone number for the dog of the week, who, as we said earlier, is named Honey, which is the same name as one of my sweet little dogs. The number for Honey is 412-9096 in the 505 area code.
My dog is in the doghouse, so to speak.
Really?
I was at work yesterday, and I got a phone call from a neighbor. Thank goodness I had just gotten her tags sort of updated. And, you know, she's like, I've got your dog here. I'm just going to go ahead and put her in your backyard again. Apparently, she'd been getting out from underneath the chain link fence. She'd been chewing through the chain link fence.
Oh, dear.
So I fixed that. Actually, I didn't fix it. That's a lie. My partner did. But she decided that she would go around the other side, and there's like an 8-foot cinder block wall. And she literally jumps up and grabs onto the top of the wall with her front paws and pulls herself up and jumps over
goodness.
The wall.
Oh, my goodness. 8 foot?
It's about 7.5, 8 feet.
Good heavens.
So she's in the doghouse.
That's a crazy dog.
I know.
I had to pound or have somebody else pound many, many things of rebar around the perimeter of my yard because my little Honey dog was just getting out under the chain link fence and under the wooden fence and under all kinds of fences.
I know. It's not like my dog is like neglected. There's always somebody home.
Yeah.
You know? My partner just went out for like some groceries or something and she decided she wanted to go run around the neighborhood.
Maybe the dog needs more walkies.
More walkies.
More walkies. Okay. The Sunday lecture series at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, Contemporary Native Arts. Let's see, this Sunday, April 14th at 2 o'clock, Contemporary Pottery with Jody Naranjo from Santa Clara Pueblo, Russell Sanchez from San Ildefonso Pueblo, and John Yellowbird Zamora from Taos Pueblo. And the lectures are in the Museum of MIAC. What does MIAC stand for?
Museum of Indian Arts and Culture.
That's right, thank you. It's in the theater in there. That's a very nice theater. It's free with museum admission. And, of course, New Mexico's residents are, with an ID, are free on Sundays. For more information, 476-1250.
1250.
Yep. And beautiful, beautiful pottery.
Hey, there's some cool music events. More cool music events, I should say, happening this week. Antique Scream, a great Seattle sort of psych blues rock band, is going to be playing at the Underground.
Psych blues.
Yeah.
Not just blues.
No. These bands probably mean nothing to you, but if you like Mother Love Bone and Mud Honey, you're going to love these guys. Pre-grunge, but still very, very good. And that's Wednesday, April 17th at the Underground. And then we have Surviving the Apocalypse. And this is a weird one. This is at Warehouse 21. It's an all-ages show. And they're having electronic dance music DJs and heavy metal bands playing on the same stage on the same night. So that's going to be cool. That's 6:30 p.m. on Saturday at Warehouse 21. And then we have, this is interesting, Little Bird at Loretta, which was formerly Kiva Fine Art, is having a fundraising concert for the Strides Against Breast Cancer campaign. That's 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th. There's going to be performances by April Reese, Johnny Broomdust, Jose Antonio Ponce, Howard Hall, Lisa Carmen, Paula Ray McDonald, and Ollie O'Shea is going to be there. It's basically donate what you can. And that's 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday over there.
Excellent. We have a ticket giveaway now. And
Ooh, can I play?
No. Aww. But you might have already seen the movie. I saw the movie because it was screening at the Santa Fe Film Festival, and I tried to get the director on the air. It is wonderful. It's called Violeta Went to Heaven, the true story of Chilean singer Violeta Parra, and it's opening tonight at the screen. So we're going to give away two pairs, and if you call Mary Lynn right now at 505-428-1382, you can get one or the other pairs of tickets. It's only scheduled to run for a week, so if you can go tonight or over the weekend, that would be ideal. And I don't know if you... So the actress they got to play Violeta Parra, looked so much like Violeta Parra that a South American friend of mine who was visiting while I was watching it said, oh, it's a documentary. I said, no, it's a narrative film. This is an actress. No, that's not an actress. It's like, yeah, it is. It's
really?
Just so good.
That's eerie.
It's very eerie.
John Bowman reviewed it, and he gave it 3 chilies. So that's not bad.
That's pretty good for John. He's tough.
He's tight with his chilies.
Oh, by the way, I got a notice from the Santa Fe County Treasurer's Office who says that they are extending business hours so that you can pay your property taxes. So let's see. Through the 10th of May, their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, but now they're going to be open from 8 to 6. For more information, you can contact the Treasurer's Office at 986-6245. And it doesn't say on this email where it is, but if you can call them 986-6245, we have done our civic duty.
Yes. Santa Fe Pro Musica is presenting violinist Chad Hoops, a very talented young man. And he's going to be in concert with Santa Fe Pro Musica Orchestra. It's going to be the music of Beethoven and Tchaikovsky at 6 p.m. at the Lenzic. This is on Saturday. Tickets are available at the Lenzic. There's an encore on Sunday, April 14th. And I think that starts at 2:30 p.m. No. It starts at 3 p.m. Sorry.
Excellent.
So you have 2 chances to see this talented young violinist. He's got like a 17-something Stradivarius.
Really?
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
All right.
So that should be fun. What else? Oh, Barry Child continues at the Santa Fe Playhouse, Ironweed Productions and
Santa
Fe Playhouse.
Yeah, this is the last weekend.
Have you seen it?
I have not. I think I might
either.
Go over there tonight if there's any tickets left.
I'm flying solo. My partner went to Sea Papu to go fishing. So
nice.
I'm going to probably go to that, or I'm going to do something. I'm not going to stay at home. It's just too depressing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to take my dog with me, though.
I like staying at home.
I do, too. I do, too.
I like staying at home and chilling out and sort of puttering around and playing with the dogs and systematically watching South Park on Netflix from season 1, episode 1 through the present.
Yeah, I watched your Family Guy.
I watched Bob's Burgers the other day.
That's disturbing.
Never again.
That show is so disturbing.
Never again.
That's the evils of Netflix, is that it gives you all these options and then you start watching and you're like, this isn't even good, but
right.
I'm already watching. So.
Well, you give it one chance, and that's it.
Yeah. I always give things 2 chances, and then, you know.
Well, you're a better man than me.
Yeah. Well, I like being offended, so that's a good way to do it. Hey.
I don't mind being offended, but I hate being bored.
You hate being bored?
Yeah.
I know. That's why I keep books all over the place, so I don't get bored.
Exactly.
Even if it's just a cookbook, I'll pick it up.
The tickets are gone, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome. The tickets are gone. Hey, TGIF Piano Trio and Quartet Recital tonight. Music of Schumann and Rebecca Clark, 5:30 to 6 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe over on Grant Avenue. Donations are accepted. Call 982-8544 extension 16 if you really need more information. Or just show up. And did I talk about, Tracy Grammer, great singer-songwriter. She's profiled in Pasta Tiempo today, and she is performing at Gig Performance Space tonight at 7:30 p.m. And you can go to gigsantafe.com to find out how much tickets are. Or you could just read the story in Pasta, which would probably be just as easy.
Or you can actually just show up.
Or you could go to the Pasta Tiempo website.
Tell us more. Is it Pasatiempo.com?
Pasatiempomagazine.com will get you there. The URL will change once you get to the page, but all of the content in Pasatiempo is available online, including a PDF of the calendar, which you can print out and download and hug and cuddle if you want, if that's your thing.
If you make it into the sculpture the shape of a dog.
Yeah. And so you can get up there and poke around. It's sort of connected to the New Mexican website. So if you go to the New Mexican, you can find it too.
You can find it too.
Yeah.
SantaFeNewMexican.com. Artisan Budding Artist Fellowship. They're offering a fellowship for students in any learning situation ages 13 to 17. And the young artist who wins this fellowship will win $100 worth of art supplies every month for a year. They can be in public or private schools, charter schools, any kind of schools at all, including even homeschooled. Everyone is encouraged to apply, and they have to be sincere that this fellowship will be part of their regular schoolwork, and they will produce art within their school situation as well as at home. And for more information, you can call 954-4180, or you can write to Ron at artisansantafe.com, artisan-santafe.com. They're at 2601 Cerrillos Road here in Santa Fe, a wonderful, wonderful art supply store.
Very, very wonderful.
Very wonderful.
And $100, I mean, that's...
That's a lot of art supplies.
Yeah. Well, it depends. But yeah, it can be.
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking, yeah. You can get some nice oil paints and brushes, for example.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about how Garrett's Desert Inn has been presenting a lot of music lately. It's been hosting a lot of great acts. And on Saturday, indie folk rock singer-songwriter Tony Furtado is going to be there. He's also profiled in today's Pasatiempo. And that's at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. You can go to brownpapertickets.com or call 982-1851 for ticket information. You can get tickets at the door or online. And that's going to be... Yeah, I really hope people start showing up to the shows there to support what they're trying to do so that they can bring in a bunch of diverse acts. And,
yeah.
You know, you don't get a music scene unless you show up to it.
Yep.
Is really what it boils down to.
Parthenia is a quartet of viols, currently very popular in New York City's early music scene, and tonight they will be in concert at 7:30 at St. John's College in the Great Hall. It's free and open to the public, and it's sort of the music that blends, let's see, oh, their program blends dramatic readings from Shakespeare and John Donne with chamber music of Shakespeare's London to create an evening of sung poetry and spoken music, as they say. So looks like a very interesting night at St. John's, and it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Hey, if you want to get out of town today or tonight, go check out the Imperial Rooster. They are going on tour, and they're going to have a kickoff show at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid. It starts at 8. It's going to be a great time. They're going to be raffling off a vintage guitar to raise money for the upcoming tour through the Midwest. And if you've never heard the Imperial Rooster, please Google them, because they're really good.
The Imperial Rooster.
Yes.
I'm speechless.
They're good. They're good.
And don't forget Salsa at the Lodge.
Salsa at the Lodge.
Which is every Friday night.
That's right.
I haven't been for so long, but it's good stuff.
And they're just like right under my nose, Gardunio's flew back into Santa Fe and opened a restaurant there.
Really?
At the Lodge. Yeah.
Nice.
Right under my nose.
Gardunio's.
The chain.
Hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I wasn't fond of the one at the airport, but that's just me.
You know, I think our standards have gone up a lot. Do you remember coffee at the airport when we were young?
Uh-huh.
It was so nasty. And now you can get a passable espresso at any airport.
Pretty much.
Passable to good.
Passable to good.
Just saying.
Coffee on the plane still blows.
Yeah, well.
But that's just the way it is.
Moving right along.
Transition Network of Santa Fe's first birthday party. The chapter is hosting a free public event from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club on Sunday. And if you go to thetransitionnetwork.org, you can find out more information.
I just got a note from the control room that we have two Bob's Burger fans who took exception to my remarks.
Well, okay. I'm not saying that I'm not a fan. All I'm saying is that when real life starts to imitate Bob's Burgers, you know that there's a problem.
Yeah, you know, it's the end.
There was an episode of Bob's Burgers where Bob created what he called the child molester burger. Which had Twix and, like, they had a bunch of candy bars on the burger patty. Some guy at some restaurant has recreated a burger and put it on his menu. That's going too far. Now, you can't really blame Bob's Burgers, the cartoon, for that. You have to blame some idiot who...
You have to blame Canada.
Who thinks it's funny to have something called a child molester burger on his menu. But still, it's life imitating really, really bad art.
Yeah. I stick with my position, but, you know, I know there's no disputing taste. As my father always used to say, de gustibus non est disputandum. Which means there's no disputing taste.
Oh, I was going to say gesundheit. Sorry. what else is happening? Pat Malone Jazz Trio is playing on Thursday at the Stop House Salon, which is a really great place to just chill. That's inside the La Posada de Santa Fe Resort and Spa. Starts at 6 on Thursday. And let's see. It's going to be Pat Malone with J.Q. Whitcomb on trumpet and Asher Barreras on bass. Malone on guitar. Jazz it up on Thursday over there. We have La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda on Thursday. Bill Hearn Trio. Bill Hearn is still churning it out after all these years.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But if you want to go out tonight and kick up your heels, here's some great jazz at Chispa at El Maison. Three Faces of Jazz and Friends featuring Brian Lewis on the drums. Starts at 7:30.
And I got a note from the Nonviolent Communication Center, and they're having a nonviolent communication practice group starting on the 16th of April. And they're also going to have some introductions in Albuquerque and all kinds of good things. No one is turned away due to lack of funds. For more information, you can call Jack at 995-8200.
Sweet.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff.
It's better than violent communication.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Hey, did we talk about Parthenia yet?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yes. No, I did a moment ago.
All right.
Shakespeare and whatnot.
Shakespeare and whatnot. let's see. You know,
and we talked about Cowboys, Real and Imagined.
We talked about Cowboys. I want to mention the other Theater Grotesco show, Depth of a Moment in Four Parts. It's the Lisa Fay and Jeff Glassman duo, basically, are performing 7 p.m. performance tonight at the Munoz Waxman Gallery. Tickets are available through theatergrotesco.org. You can find the schedule of other dates for that particular Theater Grotesco show. Well, that's actually a CCA show, but it's tied in with... Anyway, go to theatergrotesco.org and find out about all of their productions.
Everything there is to find out.
Yeah.
And let's see. Well, it's just about time to go.
It is?
Yes,
I know.
Is.
It's like this is usually the time where we try and fit in some movie stuff, but you know what? There's not that much new movie stuff going on.
Really?
The Violetta goes to... Or went to heaven.
Yep.
You know? We've got Debbie the Goddess opening at CCA. We've got the performance at the Screen Series. And, oh, God, Scary Movie 5.
Oh, oh, God, that's just wrong. Hey, it's don't even talk about it.
It's got Charlie Sheen in it, man. It's going to be awesome.
Here's my movie pick of the week is the film No, which is playing at the CCA, and it's running at least through next week, maybe more if more people go. And it is a fantastic movie about the advertising campaign that was part of unseating Pinochet, the dictator of Chile, in the 1980s.
Yes.
It's a wonderful movie. I've watched it now 3 times.
Really?
I'm supposed to send back the DVD, but I haven't done it yet.
No, you have to lend it to me first.
I'm supposed to send it back last week, but anyway, I just keep watching it. It's so good, and it's at the CCA. So you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us just about every other week, speaking of the arts, and he is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And it's great to see you, as always.
It's great to see you, too.
Yes.